You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a Friday morning. It is Football Friday. The Green Bay Packers will be taking the field at the historic Lambeau Field. But ladies and gentlemen, let's hearken back. Hearken back to a young man growing up on the dusty streets of San Marco, Texas. A young man who dreamed of gridiron glory. The top quarterback in the state of Texas. He could go anywhere he wanted. He was offered inducements. Cars, money, women, you name it. But he turned them all down. He turned them down to go to the state of Utah. Brigham Young University. The bastion of turning out NFL quality quarterbacks. This young man from those dusty plains of Texas aspired to be a Heisman Trophy winner. And that he did. The most select group of athletes in the country.
No, it's just...
And now, ladies and gentlemen, former Heisman Trophy winner and the man who taught Brett Favre how to read a playbook. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyrone Detmer.
All right. Woo! Welcome, Ty.
Appreciate it.
How you doing?
That might be the most far-fetched introduction ever, but it was good.
Which part was wrong? Yeah. San Marcos, Texas, BYU?
I don't know. Cars, money, women, all those. Yeah.
Well, you would have turned them down if you were.
They were offered.
I got to tell you just one quick thing, though, Todd. I was reading your... bio or whatever, there's something in there that I'd never seen before, and it said he attended Brigham Young University because of their no alcohol policy, okay? And yeah. with that being said, so you go there because of a no alcohol policy, you come to Green Bay, and you hang out with me and Eric Hansen at the 50-yard line.
You gotta make up for lost time.
I still didn't drink, though.
I know. You hang out with us?
He's a high-character guy.
Ty Detmer, man, what a pleasure to have you on. I know we were supposed to be on last week, and this is so ironic. So Don Majkowski filled in for you last week, and Don was supposed to be this week, but he can't do it because he's having rotator cuff surgery. You couldn't do last week because of why?
I had didn't rotator want to. Cuff surgery.
Really?
No.
Yeah. Tell them how you did it.
Oh, no.
Well, I coach high school football down here in the Phoenix area, American Leadership Academy, and I was running scout team quarterback. I pulled on a zone read, turned the corner, the safety came at me, I put out a stiff arm, and something popped in my shoulder. So, you know, I'm...
So did you?
It sucks getting old.
Oh,
I'll tell you that.
Man, that's something. Well, Ty, it's so good to talk to you. And you know, we were talking. We had Ted Stefaniak here a few minutes ago, and we were talking about when we used to shoot games on the sidelines. You know, right next to you guys. And when you're up in the stands, you don't understand the violence of that game. But first of all, and I know you've been asked 8 million times about him and everything like that, but. When Majkowski were talking about Favre, and he said when he walked, he thought he was like a tight end or something like that. Your first impressions of Brett Favre when he first walked into the locker room?
Well, be nice.
He was a character, you know. Right. He was the entertainer. He had all the guys laughing all the time. You know, he probably didn't look like the golden boy at the time. I think he was probably 240 pounds and not in the best shape for off-season workouts. But, you know, he ended up overcoming some of those things and working hard and becoming the obviously the Hall of Famer that he is.
So. What a quarterback room you had, though. Brett Favre, Mark Brunell, and yourself. Oh, and what's his name? From the Cardinals, who is an NFL Hall of Famer.
Kurt Warner. Yeah. Kurt Warner was there. They had Jim McMahon at one time, Doug Peterson, Mike McCoy. Holmgren came in, had Mariucci, awesome coaching staff, and then they kind of put a premium on quarterbacks at that time, and unfortunately none of us ever got to play because Brett never got hurt.
Yeah, it's true. Well, he got hurt, but he still played.
Yeah, that's true.
It's good to talk to you, Ty. I remember that I went to a practice back in the day and just happened to be where you had, I think you were four deep at the time, and I'm trying to remember again, who was that?
Well, it was Mark Brunell.
We had Brunell.
Who became AFC Offensive Player of the Year with Jacksonville.
Yep. And then you had Kurt Warner.
Was in camp, too, at that time.
Who was the last one you mentioned?
Ken O'Brien.
Oh, Ken O'Brien. Yeah, that's right. That's right, from the Jets.
Yeah. I remember watching Kurt Warner. I'm thinking to myself, this guy looks like he was just
lost.
He was thinking, no. That guy's not going
to
make it.
I remember one time we're sitting in the locker room. He's just sitting.
Overwhelmed.
And I wanted to interview. I was doing a story, and all the quarterback goes, you don't want to talk to me. I'm probably only going to be here for another 2 days or so. I'm going to get cut. And he had no hope of whatever.
His mind was made up.
He becomes a Hall of Famer, basically. Unbelievable, that room you guys had.
Yeah, it was a fun time for sure. A young coaching staff and then a bunch of young QBs, to Ron Wolf and Holmgren's credit, they kept young guys because, like I said, when O'Brien came in, I figured that was the writing on the wall for me when they drafted Brunell, and they ended up letting Ken go, who was supposed to be the veteran to teach Brett and do all those things and be the guy to kind of hold it together if everything fell apart. And they ended up letting him go at the end of training camp and kept Brett a third-year player, me a second year, and Mark a rookie, so it was probably rolling the dice a little bit.
We were Ty Detmer, former Packer quarterback, of course, Heisman Trophy winner from BYU.
Tough business you were in. Hey, tell me about life now. You said you're coaching. You're down in Gilbert, Arizona. We loved you when you were here, and your name is still, when you bring it up, everybody knows
absolutely.
You. But what's life like now?
And by the way, Jim thinks your kids hung out together.
Hey, Noel, did you... I have a daughter who's 31. Is she 32? Anyway, and we would go to this like jungle gym. And you were there with your kids, and we didn't. I wanted to leave you. I didn't want people bothering me. No, I'm just kidding.
You told Ty several times, hey, are you Jim Schmidt, the mayor? I don't want to be bothered.
The advance team got there 3 weeks in.
No, I just remember seeing you with your kids there, and I always thought that was really cool, that as busy as you are, as popular as you were, you would go and play at this little jungle gym, and I was sitting right next to you. We didn't know each other, but how are your kids doing today?
Today? My oldest daughter, Kaylee, she was probably, 3 at the time or 4.
Right.
And I had two daughters born there, Kaylee and Aubrey, in Green Bay. And then, so Kaylee's got 4 kids living in Idaho.
Awesome.
So we got 4 grandkids out of her. And then Aubrey's in the Utah area, and she just had her first baby about a month ago.
Well, congrats.
So, 5 grandkids and 2 younger daughters that are... One's married, one's getting married in about 3 weeks, and so we're empty nesters, just enjoying life.
Better heal that wing pretty quick, man.
Good for you.
That's awesome. Hey, true or false on some of the legend stories between you and Favre, is it true that when Mariucci used to give you guys a written test, like the night before the game, Brett would whisper to you, it's like, what's the answer? And you'd always give him the wrong answer?
Nice guy.
No, the stories get bigger as they go.
Yeah, what do we know that? Especially when they come through Mino.
There was one time where we had to turn in to Mike Holmgren one of our 10 favorite plays for that week, so that if Brett went down, he had a list of plays that I felt comfortable with, or whoever's the quarterbacks were. And so one week, Brett forgot to do his, so Mariucci took mine, put Brett's name on it, and gave it to Holmgren. Holmgren came up to me, I think it was on the plane. He was looking at him, and he's like, "Hey, did you do your page for plays. And I'm like, I have it. I'll get it for you. And so he comes back and he's like, you're lying. I know these are your plays, because I'm sure Brett had like all shot home run, you know, bomb plays, and I had all the completions and, you know, underneath stuff. So it was, I'm sure it looked nothing like what Brett normally had.
That's awesome. You know what I remember about early training camps with you guys? So, Ty, you, like, always, and that's always, and I'm pulling so good, you always seem to go to the right man. I mean, you'd read the defense, you'd put the right, the guy was open, that type of thing. And in Holmgren's offense, there was always going to be somebody open, it seemed like. But Brett would not throw it to that guy, but he would throw it so hard, he would almost like throw it right through the defensive back. The wrong, and Holmgren wanted to yell at him, but he still completed it. Wouldn't you agree that's how it was early on? Because he didn't have a clue about reading the defenses.
Well, 100%. You know, I mean, I played at BYU where we were wide open and had a real similar type of offense. And then, you know, Brett was that guy that would just, you know, you have to look from Holmgren's perspective. He had Joe Montana and Steve Young, you know, two of probably the smarter guys that just high completion percentage, ran the offense. And then you got Brett, that the ball was going anywhere, you know, that maybe it shouldn't go, but it was getting there. And he's probably, you know, wanting to pull his hair out, like, what is this guy looking at? But, hey, we're winning games. I better leave him alone here. So, to Holmgren's credit, he allowed him to do some of those things that were unorthodox in the offensive system at the time. So, and then Brett just, you know, got more and more comfortable, became better and better with it, but still had the ability to fit one in there when needed.
That's incredible. I'll tell you, you guys had a good buffer with Steve Mariucci.
He probably took a lot of heat from Holmgren behind the scenes, I'm sure, but he was awesome. He's probably one of my favorite coaches of all time. You know, we had Andy Reid on the staff, Gruden, some great football coaches, but Mooch was kind of our guy that was the buffer between Holmgren and the quarterbacks, and he, you know, he allowed Brett to play and to grow but kept it fun to where he didn't just beat him down when things weren't going good.
All right, we're talking with Ty Detmer, of course, former Green Bay Packer. Boy, how many Packers, Eagles, Lions? Who am I missing?
49ers, Browns, Falcons. Yeah. Ended up bouncing around.
That's all right. We're with Ty Detmer. We're going to sit at a quick 1-minute break. We'll be back right after this.
And don't forget, if you'd like to help out the folks in North Carolina and Georgia and Florida from hurricanes, you can do that on our website, civicmedia.us/help. For the hurricane relief, all the organizations on there have been vetted. Again, that is civicmedia.us/help. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt with Dennis Peters.
And Ty Detmer. This segment brought to you by Burkle's One Block Over. You went over there to watch the game Sunday, right?
A couple times.
Had a good time?
Yeah, great food, great service. Yes, that was fun.
What was your favorite food? What'd you have?
The cheeseburger. I forgot the name of it. He calls it.
He calls it the Jim Schmidt.
No. No.
A mouthful of mayor.
Okay. Anyway, it's a great place. Yes, I love
Burkle's One Block Over. You got to stop over there. Friday night, tonight after the high school football games, watching the Badger game on Saturday, Packer in the NFL on Sunday. Somebody playing on Monday night by the name of Aaron Rodgers. Great place to go to watch the game.
And don't forget, like, he's got that semi. They're filling it up for the relief down there. So if you've got some stuff, bottled water, canned food, whatever, stop on down, see if they're still taking it, load up those trucks, and he's getting them down.
And Kevin was planning on driving down himself and delivering stuff to the hurricane victims.
Did you say when he's leaving?
Depending on when they got it filled up, he was thinking about maybe another truck and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, great. But always cash donations, too, or whatever checks, whatever you do. But he said, they want to just really help him out.
Ty Detmer, our very, very special guest, Glam Band Dennis.
So, Ty, I'm always curious. What's it like? I mean, after spending 14 years in the NFL, you've been beaten up a bit. What's the body and the mind like? I mean, how do you live, man? Are you okay? Are you good?
Well, at the time, you want to be playing every snap and be that guy. And now looking back at being a backup, you know, predominantly your whole career, it's like, not too bad. I can walk around. I got no problems. I got to quit stiff arming my high school guys. But other than that, you know, life's good for me and feel good. The body's in good shape. I don't know about the mind. You'll have to ask my wife on that one. But I feel like everything's good you know, able to do all the things that I'd like to do. So it's been good.
How do you stiff arm a guy? I mean, honest to Pete, do you have the gear on? You got your Rydell helmet back on there?
No, that was the problem. I had no gear on, so I kind of had to protect myself a little bit. Bad angle, I guess.
Oh, I'd make the guy drop a 20 right there. So,
the worst injury you've ever had was in a t-shirt and shorts against the high school team.
Pretty much.
Wow. Put that in your book, my friend.
And that's after going that. You know, one thing I just want to bring up, though, you guys knocked off what I still think might be the greatest college football team I've ever seen, that University of Miami team.
Yes, sir.
With Russell Maryland and all those guys.
Yeah, they had some guys back then. They were kind of the Alabama, the Georgia of college football.
Ray Lewis, The Rock.
Got him to Provo. The Rock was on the team. I think he was a freshman, but they had Ryan McNeil, and they were pretty loaded. So Darren Smith and that group. So it was a fun night in Provo that night.
I'll bet.
And you lived wild after the game in Provo.
So. We sure loved you here, as I'm sure you played for a number of other teams. Where's your loyalty? Do you follow anybody? Do you like
good
them
question.
All? And
you know, people ask me that all the time.
Yeah, I bet.
And I played for so many teams. I have, you know, I pull for a lot of the teams I played for. Green Bay is probably my favorite place. Just the tradition, the hunting and fishing and football, and that was me. You know, so great time to be there. Great staff, great team, and you know, it's kind of one of those things I hated to leave at the time, but I knew if I didn't, I'd probably never get a chance to play because Brett was the man and never injured or never out of the game. And kind of felt like for a career opportunity, if I was ever going to see if I could play in the NFL, I needed to probably leave and branch out a little bit. But that was a great time for me and my wife and our family, being in Green Bay and one of my favorite places for sure. Cool.
Speaking of the outdoors, remember the time I took you out with a guy duck hunting, trying to teach you how to do a duck call?
Here, duck. Right. Here, duck.
Yeah. Oh, so we had some good times. It was a lot of fun back then.
We took one of the state champion duck caller to teach him how to duck call.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
So the you're in Gilbert, which is, you know,
how
Arizona,
hot is it?
But they're up here. That's who we're playing this weekend is
the Cardinals.
Yeah. It's the Cardinals. And, like, just what if? Would you go with the over-under? What
oh,
would you...
gosh, you can't do that.
Okay,
Todd,
all right.
Todd.
You know, I don't even know what it is. I don't pay you that close attention. To
oh, all right. Control your people.
Johnny and I go out there every Thursday, and, yeah, we just
but whatever
talk.
We win, if we do win, it goes to charity.
That is true. That is true.
Right, right.
We just gotta,
we're non-profit bettors.
We just got to find somebody to fund us when we don't win.
Okay, go ahead. You can ask him. He's not
no,
in the
he
NFL anymore.
Here. No, he doesn't want to do that.
All right, just give it to him.
Okay, Packers and the it's over. 49 and a half.
Packers and the over.
49 and a half.
49 tie.
Ooh, man.
I know, right?
Arizona's not playing real well on the road. You know, I don't know. The Packers love, you know, big second half, but we'll see. I don't know. I'm not a betting man. So
all right. I'll take it at that.
Whatever I say is the opposite. You know? Okay.
He's Mormon. It's against his religion.
Right.
Well. It'll probably turn into a shootout, but I don't think it will be. But it probably will turn into one. So
I gotta give Murray credit though for Arizona's quarter. That is the shortest quarter. That is the smallest quarter. He's well built, but that is the shortest quarterback I've ever seen in the NFL, isn't it, Ty?
He is. Well, Flutie was shorter,
yeah.
I think, but he. You know, people always. I was always a short quarterback at 6 foot, and now some of these guys are coming in, and I'm like, man, I would have been right there. I would have been tall now.
You would have been eating peanuts off the top of their head.
One of our favorite, you know, the Arizona, but remember we brought Nathan Poole up here
for
that?
Yeah.
And that was just great. And you're the owner of the Cardinals is one of the nicest guys I don't know how you get along with him, but he's was just very good to us in Green Bay. And I just, if there's a second favorite team I have, it's the Cardinals. I'm not kidding. I like them too for some reason.
Maybe because ASU, when I went to school there.
Well, they got pretty cool swag, too.
Oldest team in the NFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Good call. Well, Ty, we're going to be wrapping it up here. Just one last time. Just, you know, playing in Green Bay, when you look back on it, what do you appreciate?
Yeah, just great memories. You know, Mark and Burnell and I still keep in touch. Texted Brett yesterday on his birthday. You know, so a lot of good times. Probably the perfect place to go right out of college. With you don't have to worry about trying to find a place to live and a subway system or getting to practice. It's all right there. And you know, we had great memories there in Green Bay. Still keep in touch with Eric Hansen there from the old 50-yard line and some of our friends that we made while we were in the community there. So cool. You guys were always fun to work with and kept things interesting off the field. So great time in life for us at that time.
Well, Ty Detmer, awesome. I can't tell you how enjoyable it is talking to you again, my friend.
Hey, recover well.
Always good to catch up. So.
Thank you, my friend. Say hello to your beautiful wife.
And kids. Yep. And grandkids.
All right. Thank you so much, buddy. Take care, Ty. Ty Detmer, man, that's always fun having a guy like that on, isn't it? Just outstanding. We got to set a quick break. When we come back, Courtney Paulson, Height Pub and Parlor, live music series, live music coming your way right here, right after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. What a special treat having Ty Detmer joining us. That was a lot of fun. Teddy Stefaniak, Mark Houston, Lisa Hale, and Courtney Paulson will be joining us as a part of our Heights Pub and Parlor live music
series.
And
let's talk about them for a second. As fall settles in, check out our friends at Heights Pub and Parlor, right down the road here at 217 North Washington Street in downtown Green Bay. For a warm atmosphere, excellent service, and top-notch food. They do have awesome food.
Awesome food.
That you've had this, but enjoy a superb lunch or dinner, savoring in a signature panini. You like that?
Yeah, love it.
The Prime Angus Burger, I like that. Or their feature plate. Grab a cold beverage or cocktail with happy hour specials Monday through Thursday, 2 to 6. Even join them for happy hour specials during the Badger football games and, of course, the Green Bay Packer home games. They've got their drink specials, and they're awesome. Their second-story parlor offers the best space for hosting a private event or party. For more information, go to Facebook at Heights Pub and Parlor or online at www.heightsgb.com.
Great place to go for lunch. Great place. Dennis, welcome our guest, Courtney Paulson.
Courtney, how are you?
I'm great.
We haven't seen you since last time, which is the first time. Yeah. So here, Amanda brought you in and whatnot, and
yes,
this is awesome because I love when she gets involved because she brings in people I've not met before.
Absolutely, love it.
You know, it's the restraining orders do what they do. Yeah, and they do. Yeah. But so we were just talking during the break that you're not an original from the area. You're from Minnesota.
Yes.
Tell us about that and your upbringing and all of that.
Yes. Jay. So born and raised Minnesota. My childhood was in Princeton, which is about 45 minutes north of the cities. And then in my 20s, when I graduated, I spent about 10 years in Minneapolis, went to college in St. Paul. And then I moved to Green Bay about 6 years ago, and I love it. It's great.
How's the music scene, the local music scene here?
It's great. People respond very well to original and cover bands, and they're hungry for it. You know, it's a great time.
Did you know of Mile Music when you were over in the cities?
I was not familiar.
Pretty cool thing though, right?
Yes. Now I'm familiar.
Right. And they got the award for the best event in the state.
Yes.
And of course, Dennis got the award for the best male musician.
Vocalist.
Which is very cool.
It's awesome.
I paid a lot of money for that.
I think it's great to hear you say though that you think the music scene, because we kind of get overshadowed a little bit by sports once in a while. And it's really nice to have people like you move here and feel really embraced.
Embrace the area. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. No, it's great. You know, there's a lot of support and there's a lot of opportunity.
There is.
We like that. Small venues, larger venues, you know. Do you have some favorites?
We love to support people like yourself.
Favorites, oh boy. I have a handful of favorites. Stadium View, for sure.
Cool.
I mean, high energy. Badger State is awesome.
And what a good
group.
Breweries
are totally my thing, too.
Excellent.
My favorite.
So. Big shout out to Badger State. I work at a homeless shelter. They come and volunteer every weekend. So that's a cool group of people and a younger crowd, right? A little bit? I mean,
yes. That, younger kind of vibe. Let's see.
Well, that's great that you love playing in that stuff. And what's your kind of genre? What's your music? Do you write it or do you?
Yes, I write that. That's like my main goal is just original music. With the covers, it ranges from, I like to say soul pop, alternative. I love like the 90s alternative. A little bit of country, but it's usually like a soul pop, R&B.
I can't wait to hear. That sounds awesome.
That's one I was listening to. You have a really versatile voice, and that's awesome. It's amazing. I think you can plug into anything that you want to. And I enjoy listening to your music. I was listening yesterday, and I just love it. The voice quality that you have, the way you can throw your voice around into different sounds. It's not just notes. It's feel. There's a love. There's a texture to it that you do, and it's just amazing. And I'm just really excited to have this opportunity to speak with you today. This is awesome.
Well, and that's why I think it's so cool with like the covers. You know, even for me in the beginning, like doing cover music wasn't my main focus, but like it's added so much to me with creating my own music because I sing songs. When I do covers, I'm singing music that I wouldn't normally sing.
Sure.
You know, genres and things. So it's getting me out of my comfort zone. And I don't know if you can relate with that.
As I'm nodding my head, yes.
Yeah, so it's been, I'm very thankful for that part of it for sure, you know.
Oh, man. Yeah. So I know Minneapolis in the Green Bay, Appleton markets, there's some similarities there because they're both tremendous music markets.
Yeah.
You know, it's different here, I think, a little bit in Wisconsin here because people, the crowd, if you will, they're more into hearing songs they're familiar with. Minneapolis, on the other hand, is like, we want to hear original music. And believe me, I used to get some grief back in the day in college for that, you know, because we played cover music. And it's like, boy, you guys stand on your own 2 feet. And I'm glad that you do.
Yeah.
And the area is slowly coming around to that. Some of the pubs that you're talking about, some of the smaller coffee shops, stuff like that, that's all they're about is the original material. And thank goodness that that's the case. You know, so it's kind of slowly growing and you're doing a large part in that as well as helping grow original music in the area.
And Jim has to ask you a question that he asks everybody because this is something he always likes to investigate.
I'm always interested in mentors or somebody. Yeah. I mean, I would assume Prince, but I don't know that. I mean,
Bob Dylan?
I'm just saying that she lived close to Prince and he's from Minneapolis.
Yes.
You know. So that, but who influenced you? Or did you have a teacher? Was it a musician?
So there was musical influence in my family. My grandma was a songwriter
and
singer,
cool.
But mainly a songwriter. And so at a young age, you know, she influenced me and my mom to start doing like the state fair talent show in Minnesota and like the county fairs because that's what they would always do. And my mom was a dancer. My grandma was a songwriter. So that's what they did for years.
You had some talent in the gene pool.
Yeah, you're growing up in that environment.
Yes.
You know, that's
so
pretty cool.
There was that push, you know, when I was young. And then I continued that since, you know, like grade school up until. So just being in front of people and performing. And then, but what really got me songwriting was an artist I look up to, Alanis Morissette.
Oh
man.
And Jewel. I was a big fan of Jewel, but Alanis Morissette.
I love them both.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Talented. But yeah.
Cool.
So. All
right. Are you going to play I'm Here?
I'm Here. Right,
and I'm back to remind you of the mess you made when you went away.
Yeah, let's go back to Courtney.
Just thought I'd throw it up.
But, ladies and gentlemen, that was not Courtney. Yeah. So,
that just happened, though.
Yes, it did. I hate to bug you in the middle of dinner.
All right. You see our producer strumming.
It's my warm-up.
Our producer wants you to play.
Yeah, and it was a slap in the face.
For a lot of reasons.
If you need...
And that's as far as I'm going to go with that.
Thank you.
Thank God. All right. If you need an opening act, though, you can talk to John. Maybe he'll show up on the road with you.
So what would you like to do today?
Courtney Paulson.
Your own songs?
I'll start with an original.
Awesome.
It's called Yellow. So it was on the little promo video yesterday.
Yes.
So.
Thank you. I may have lost track of time, it was short, but the moment felt right. Woke up from a bad dream, felt like heat, your hands around my neck. You were all mine, felt like July, November. Cotton candy skies turned to rain. No trace of honeybee or flowers. Darkness sets, all I feel is pain. Why did you push away? Why did you push away? Yellow was a favorite color, and now I turn it off when I'm someplace. Told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away. And now I'm left feeling used. A convenience was all I was to you. You mess with my head, alone in my bed. Mad at myself, why did I let you in? How could you push away? How could you push away? Yellow was a favorite color. Now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away. Now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special, to never lose the love. Yellow was a favorite color, and now I turn it off when I'm someplace. You told me you felt something special, to never lose the love, and I choose you every day. Just like that, you walked away.
That was awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, it's kind of ironic here. You said about yellow being the favorite cover. We always have our text highlighted in yellow, and I'm just going to read what's highlighted in yellow. OMG in caps. I totally love this singer. Where is she playing?
Oh, my gosh.
That was going to be my next question.
There you go.
So tonight at Waters Front in Suamico.
Oh, absolutely.
At 7:30. And this Sunday, First and Goal on the east side. I'll be there at 4:30. So.
Oh, great.
Notice a football reference. You guys are going to be neighbors this evening.
That's right. We'll be in Suamico for the high school football game.
Awesome.
Yeah. Great voice.
Thank you.
And how do we follow you?
So,
tell me again.
You know, on social media, just Courtney Paulson Music, or my website, CourtneyPaulson.com.
Paulson with an O.
Yes,
I
with
say
an
that
O.
Because I have S-O-N. Paulsons in my family with an E.
Yeah.
All right.
I thought for a second we might be
in
related.
In the UP,
but
they're with an A.
Okay. Let's confuse our listeners a little bit more. No,
Paulson with an O.
Okay. Yeah, good point. P-A-L, Paul and Son.
Yes.
Paul and Son.
Yes.
S-O-N. Excellent.
Okay.
Did you develop your voice? I we're talking about your mom and grandma talent.
Yes.
But so did you inherit some of that, or did you work on this? Or
you know, the influence from the family was really the performing aspect. But the singing, I was singing ever since I can remember. I'd go, my grandma worked in the hospital in the kitchen, and she was, you know, with these older people in hospice, and I was like 4 or 5 years old, and I'd wander away because she was watching me, and I'd be bored while she's working, and I'm like, oh, you know, interested, walking down the hallways, and I'd see, you know, these people just hanging out in their rooms, you know, some lonely, whatever. I'd go in there and have conversations with them, and when they were upset, sad, I didn't know how to respond, so I'd just start singing. And for me, you know, I grew up in church, and for me, Hallelujah was just a favorite, and I would just start singing Hallelujah, and how people react and that connection, you know, is much bigger than money, popular, all that stuff. And I found that out at a young age, and I just kept singing. you know?
That's a phenomenal story.
It's my escape, you know?
Oh, yeah. And not only an escape, though, but this is where you belong.
Yeah, it's a purpose thing for me, for sure. It feels that way.
We've had musicians in here, and, you know, I don't know if there's driven, there's a purpose, you know, I always talk about a purpose-driven life, and that's what it is for you.
Absolutely.
I love that story about going into this. That's pretty cool. Didn't know that about you.
Yeah.
So
wait, for a child of that age, it just
not
even think about anxiety or thoughts. Yeah. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful thing. You must be touched by God somehow. Yeah. You know.
But you know, that's one of my favorites too. That I sing, Hallelujah.
I heard there was a
David played, and it pleased the Lord. But you don't really care for music, do you?
Yeah.
What do you think? Did you hear Leonard Cohen a little bit coming through your headphones?
Yes.
John, you're giving me a minor lift right now, actually.
I'm pretty sure I heard her say security.
Right. Yeah. Help. Yeah.
We're sending an advance man next
time. Wow. Okay.
We got to put that on tape sometime for you. You should really do that.
Yes, I could do that.
It'd be awesome.
I could. I was going to say, Bob Dylan, of course, was up on the range, hibbing.
Yes.
Actually, his uncle turned me down for a job at Zimmerman Electronics.
What did you think?
Oh,
look what it did for you, though.
There you go. That's why I'm here.
Yeah.
But up there, this kind of music was really huge. And I think it was a little bit of the Dylan influence. It wasn't the hardcore rock and roll. It was a little bit more of this. I don't know if this transcended to the Twin Cities, or the Twin Cities, this type, transferred up there. But this was really popular in Minnesota, this kind of music.
Yes, absolutely. Like that folk singer-songwriter. Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. So totally. Very cool. All right, stick around. We're going to have you do another performance. Is that cool?
Yes.
Courtney Paulson, just phenomenal. Brought to you by the Heights Pub and Parlor, our live music series with glam band Dennis. Back right after this. Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor, Glam Band Dennis, Courtney Paulson with our Heights Pub and Parlor live music series.
In the house. Thank you for being here. That is just great music. And you're very talented, but writing is really your strength, but
it's the backbone of what you do. The backbone,
totally. And it's my main focus ultimately is what I'd love to do is perform my own music and tour, you know. Right now, what makes the money is the covers, and I really enjoy that. But right when I graduated high school, I wrote an album and did a release party actually at First Avenue in their 7th Street entry, the small room, so Prince's old venue.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And yeah, things were going well, and then I kind of got derailed a little bit and kind of, you know, fell into like the covers and ended up loving it, and it helped me develop myself as an artist a lot, though, so it was great. But now I'm getting back into original, and so now that things have mellowed out, I'm hoping to drop an album. The goal would be this spring.
Wow.
You know, cool. Yeah.
Courtney, you were asking how we found out about you, right?
Yes.
You were asking me about that, and it literally was Amanda going through social media, and she said it was a cold call. Like, she saw your stuff and said, we got to get her on.
Sweet.
So that's how it worked out.
Thank you.
Amanda, you're awesome.
I'm glad it worked out.
Yeah, this is great.
Yes.
So that's a beautiful piece of wood you have there in front of you, by the way. I just want to say that. The Breedlove is a fantastic guitar.
Yes.
So there's two ways I want to go with this. I'm so curious about your songwriting, where your ideas come from, and also how far along are you in the songwriting process for your new album? And I guess, where do the song ideas come from? What is it that motivates you to put your brain and your power and your energy and your feelings into songs?
Honestly, struggle. Like, when I'm really struggling, you know, with something or trying to, I don't know, just dissect it and go through my feelings. I mean, that's really what it is for me. So I'm really good at writing sad stuff, you know.
I know what
but
you mean.
But that's usually when people, you know,
absolutely.
Go to art, you know,
and
when
relate
it's,
to.
When it's, you know, yeah, they
up,
relate to.
And you gave up on country?
Yeah. No, but.
Got my dog back. My house back.
The whole concept of the album is there. And the music part is mainly all there. The song ideas are all there. I just have to finish lyrics on about half of the songs. I'm thinking for sure 8 songs, but it's probably going to be 10. And I am the goal is I'm going to be recording, mixing, doing this whole thing by myself. And this will be my first project completely by myself. So that's what I'm kind of waiting for to make sure I'm feeling good about it, you know?
And one thing you mentioned during the break, you just taught yourself how to play guitar fairly recently.
Yeah, about a year. Yeah, playing. Yeah, I mean, I could play a couple basic chords, but really playing, you know, for a solid hour, even, you know, and especially three. Yeah, this is... Yeah, this last year is where I really learned.
There's a talent in strumming and strumming patterns and whatnot too. You know, in transitioning, you're freeing your hands up to do different things at the same time. To put that all together in that amount of time, nobody would know the difference.
That's phenomenal. Yeah. That's amazing. Phenomenal original stuff. Can't wait for the album. You got to come back when that drops.
Yes.
But can we hear a little Alanis?
Alanis, oh my gosh! What I have prepared is a different cover.
Okay.
It's "Stay With Me" by Sam Smith.
So. Okay. Nice. That works. Okay. Great song.
Guess it's true, I'm not good at a one-night stand. But I still need love, cause I'm only human. These nights never seem to go to plan. I don't want you to leave, will you hold my hand? Or won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This love, it's clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Why am I so emotional? No, it's not a good look, gain some self-control. Deep down, I know this never works. You can lay with me so it doesn't hurt. Oh, won't you stay with me? Cause you're all I need. This love is clear to see. But darling, stay with me. Oh, yeah. Stay with me, cause you're all I need. This love is clear to see, but darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me, cause you're all I need. This in love is clear to see, but darling, stay with me. Oh, won't you stay with me?
Wow.
That was awesome. That was awesome.
Thank you.
That just happened, ladies and gentlemen.
That was phenomenal.
Courtney Paulson in the
house. Once again, Waterfront tonight.
It's at 7:30, and then First and Goal on Sunday at 4:30.
Outstanding. Fantastic.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Social media, how do we follow you? How do we get a hold of you?
Courtney Paulson Music, Facebook, Instagram. I always post my usually weekly or bi-weekly schedule. And then CourtneyPaulson.com.
PAULSON.
Yes,
we
correct.
We can do that.
Courtney, thank you so much. Really enjoyed having you here. Tremendous talent.
Thank you.
Best of luck. Dennis, where are you guys tonight?
Nowhere.
Oh.
We're in Neillsville on tomorrow night, though. Neillsville Street Dance.
Okay.
Middle of nowhere.
Where else this weekend?
Neillsville. That's it.
Oh, nice.
Filling in with Whiskey Ditch, though, at L. Johnson's in Door County tonight, though.
I got a relation with Neillsville. That's an awesome community.
It is. Beautiful.
You guys are going to have a good time there.
It's a great time.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for a phenomenal week. Hope you have a tremendous weekend. Mine on the Mayor. See ya.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.